Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, hello. This is Spiritual Talk with Enchanting Misty. Who's on the line? Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Enchanting Misty Spiritual Talk. How are you?
I'm okay. Am I talking to Misty?
Yes, you are. You're speaking with Enchanting Misty. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm so glad to be back on. You know, the past few days, there's been some problems, and I wasn't able to get my callers. I was just feeling kind of bad about it, but that's all over with now.
Good.
Can I have your name?
Yes. My name is Indira. Did you get my
name? Okay, I'm sorry. Can you spell that for me, please?
I-N-D-I-R-A, Indira. That's my legal name.
Okay, great. Indira. Indira, can you tell me, please? How old are you?
I am going to be 52 on November 3rd.
Okay, great. And can you tell me, please, what is it that you're interested in finding out about this evening?
I just don't know what direction to go with my business and where to live. I live in Taos, New Mexico, and I feel like that might not be working out. So I think that's the main thing.
Okay. Let me ask you something, Indira. Were you having some thoughts about Florida? Because for whatever reason, as you were speaking to me, I kind of got something with Florida around you, and I don't know why. Are you planning on making some travels there, or any kind of connection there at all? Because
I love
that's coming up in your reading.
I do love Miami. I love Fort Lauderdale. I'm from the Caribbean. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. So Florida would, you know, is always a closer place to the Caribbean. So, yeah, that makes sense to me that you pick up on that. Yeah.
And also, the other thing here is in regards to your business and what direction that you want to go in. As I look at you, I just see that there's so much indecisiveness with you, okay? And you need to be a little bit more confident because I see that whatever decision that you make, you're going to be successful. But here's the thing. Is this something pertaining to I'm just going to throw it out there because I'm kind of seeing two things here, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. Is it anything that pertains to medical? And is the other thing, is it anything that pertains to accounting, figures, something like that, some kind of a business, you know, that entails some strong accounting or something, or entails something medical? Okay, is there anything there in regards to your business?
It's a yoga business. It's a yoga center, so it's kind of taking care of people on a physical level.
Okay, because I was getting that strong medical, and it could very well be that with this being a yoga business in theory, you could very well down inside of you deeply have an extremely strong goal to want to have the yoga to be able to reach people, to be able to help them, and where they're able to kind of learn how to kind of go inside themselves and where they can heal themselves. Because somewhere inside of yourself, I have to say that that thought is there, healing, health issues, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it comes and it reads that way, okay? And so this is why I thought that it was something that you were doing, something medical, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure where the accounting part came from.
Nowhere
that's there, okay?
It actually makes sense to me, the accounting thing, because I'm thinking about money and I'm thinking about, you know, expanding, and I need to work with money and numbers right now, I feel. I actually feel that's on point also. And I do approach the yoga from a medical point of view because I know it can heal people from diseases and stuff. So
exactly.
Now that we're talking, I can really see that inside of me, that's really where I come from with it. That also makes sense to me.
Okay. And I see that after you're done, because you're still kind of laying the groundwork, okay? I want to say you're still laying the groundwork in a way like, I want to say like physically and spiritually, okay, if that makes sense to you at all.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're still, okay.
Yes, I totally agree with that. That's why I'm like, okay, should I continue? It's been 2 years I've had it. And
yeah.
I've learned a lot. It's kicked my butt, but I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
So where do I take this knowledge now, you know? Do I need to do this or do, yeah.
Yes. You definitely need to do this, okay? I want to say to you to continue to move forward on this venture, because this is going to be a success, okay? I'm getting something in regards to location, because location is coming in as a concern for me and to me, okay? And once again, the water comes up again. It comes up again. So wherever you are going to set up your business, it's going to be like right there, right at some water, whatever state, okay, it's definitely going to be, I'm getting something with the water.
That is too funny. Yesterday I was thinking to myself, I saw some people advertising a yoga retreat, and there was no water, there's no lake, there's no river. And I said, I can't have a yoga center without water.
Right. Yes. That's really something, isn't it?
Yeah. You're on point.
Okay.
I'm going to have to find that. It might not be easy, but I'll have to find that.
Well, let me just tell you this, okay? Your search is not going to be hard. And the reason why I tell you this is because there is a spirit that's working with you, because I get a communication from, like, I want to say from within, but it's coming in here. It's a spirit that talks to you. So you're going to get what it is that you want. You're going to get it where it's supposed to be, okay? Because, number one, this is something you're supposed to be doing, okay? It's going to work out. It's going to be a success. Spiritually, there's a type of a burning desire, like that's kind of been laying dormant inside of you, and it's saying the time is now, kind of like coming to a peak, okay?
Yeah.
Where all of your successes is going to come to a head. And the other thing that I'm getting here, I want to tell you, I'm getting something with fragrances, fragrances, something, but this is something you're creating because it's talking to me and it's speaking to me and it's talking about the creative side of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so talented in so many different areas, okay? And so you're going to be doing many things hands-on in your business, okay? Homemade, I want to say it like that, okay? But definitely something. What's wrong? I'm sorry. Are you going to cry?
I started making cosmetics and I want to make fragrances and rose water and all that
yes.
kind of stuff. It's actually this
yes.
week I started on the cosmetic line that I really
yes.
want to do. Yeah.
Yes. And you're going to do it, okay? You're going to do it. What I want to say to you, and this is what the Spirit is saying to me to tell you. First, number one is saying to tell you to relax more.
Yes.
And to become silent, get silent in what it is that you want. To go
okay.
with the inside and touch your desires, touch them.
Okay.
And I want you to do a meditation, and when you're doing your meditation, I want you to breathe it. I want you to breathe that. I want you to see it and touch it because it's yours, but you have to make it solid now. Remember when I said that it's kind of like it's still like the spiritual and the physical, remember?
Yeah.
I want you to touch it now. I want you to take your time. Okay, because that inside of you is going to, it's going to shake you. It's going to kind of affect your breathing. When it affects
mm-hmm.
your breathing and shake you, at that moment when it does that, that's the time I want you to do it because that's going to be your message that the time is now. Do you understand what
okay.
I'm saying when I say that to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is what I have to say to you, and I want you to move forward, and you're going to be successful, and the other thing, I don't know why this is coming in here, but I'm going to say it anyway. Are you cutting your hair, or did you just cut it, or do you need to go to the beauty shop or something? What's going on there?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
It's against my religion to cut. It's against my religion to cut my hair. I kept getting it twisted.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. I kept getting, like, you twisting it or something and, like, putting it up, like, you know. And I didn't know if you were cutting it or what that was. I don't even know why they came in there like that.
I cut in on me. That's because I was doing that. That's why I was doing that. I have been putting it up the last couple of days in a strange kind of little way because I have issues with my – I have a brain injury, and it's hard for me to comb my hair
okay.
sometimes. It hurts my brain. And I have been kind of pushing
okay.
it up in a certain kind of way. I've been trying to keep it better. I've been trying to – attend to
okay.
it better. I need to, you know the hair is coming up for a
mm-hmm.
valid reason.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you, Indira. Did I pronounce it correctly, Indira?
Yes.
Okay. I want to say to you that's all I see. That's all I see. Was there anything
okay.
else you wanted to know?
That was a lot. I can call you. Do you have a private line? I can call you in a private line too. But
yes, I do.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
Oh, okay. Because I do have some other people waiting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I
do have it. It should be online. You're welcome, Indira. And God bless you, okay? And I'm
oh,
here. I'm here for you. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, I need
Thank
that,
you.
And I really appreciate this, and I will call you. Thank you. You were on point on every
oh,
single
you're
thing.
Welcome.
And here was the giveaway, okay? I was looking for a giveaway, and you knew my hair was up in a strange kind of way. Thank you so much, Miss Dear.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye. Hi. Welcome to Enchanting Misty's Spiritual Talk in the Evening. Can I help you?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Hi. Can you hear me, please?
Okay.
Yes, hi.
Yes, I didn't know if you was talking to me or somewhere else. How you doing
oh,
tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Welcome to Spiritual
yes.
Talk with Enchanting Misty. Can I have your name,
yes.
please?
My name is Dee.
Okay. You're saying D, so I'm going to say it like this. You're not saying the letter D, are you?
Well, yes, I have a whole name. I really do, and I
okay,
just don't
I would
like to say
I,
it.
I would like to have it. I need for you to say it, okay? Cause can you spell that for me, please?
My whole name, Del Gracia. D-E-L.
I don't need your last name. D-E-L. Mm-hmm.
That is my whole name, Del Gracia. That's my first name. That's why I say D.
No, you're okay. Go ahead and spell it. D-E-L. What else?
G-R-A-T-I-A.
Oh, that's pretty, Del Gracia. I like that. I like
Thank
that,
you.
D. I call you D now, okay? Now,
that's
D.
Fine.
But I just needed to see you. You understand? That's why I wanted your name so I
yes,
could see
yes.
you.
Yes.
Can
yes,
you tell
I
me
understand.
Please how old are you? Okay. How old are you, please?
I'm a young 54-year-old woman.
That's right. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And when is your birthday,
yes.
please?
It's 9/10/1964.
Okay. Great. Okay, and can you tell me, please, what is it that you're interested in finding out about this evening, excuse me?
Well, I don't know what you pick. What, if you can pick up anything through the spirit about a love that I fell in love with this man I met, and let's see what the spirit is saying. I've been doing a lot of prayer, believing prayer. Trying to see if he's definitely the right one. It comes and goes, you know, but I do have a love for him.
Okay, well, you know what? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a look at him, okay? What's his name, Dee?
Oh, his first name is Bruno.
Bruno?
Yes.
Okay. Bruno. Spell his name.
Bruno? B-R-U-N-O.
Yes. And can you tell me, please, how old is he?
He's 51.
And when is his birthday, please?
July 18, 1967.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
The first thing I want to say here, you know, I'm looking at the two of you, and I'm kind of like getting this energy, like, and I'm kind of also feeling that it's kind of familiar. It feels kind of familiar to me. Like maybe something like that kind of energy of either a shared common place, residential or employment, but a place of maybe where you go do your banking. But there's a familiar place here, okay, because the energy is like kind of passing. You may like the guy or whatever, have in love for him, but it doesn't really show me like you guys really know each other that strong. Because I'm getting a little bit of separation or something there. kind of like what I get with people that don't really know each other that well or don't really know each other. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and we are separated.
So where
is
this
lives in another, he lives in another state, and I do too as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, we are separated. You know, we're not very close.
Okay. What I'm getting, the other thing that I'm getting here is that I understand that you have a love for this man. He comes up in here and kind of distracted.
I love his spirit.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. What I want to say to you, please, is that goodness, you spoke. You took it away.
I'm so sorry.
Whew, Lord God. Okay. But so Dee, what I am seeing here is that with this fella, and you having the feelings that you have for him, it shows me here that this guy, he is kind of distracted, is how he's showing himself to me. He's showing himself to me as being distracted. Almost like a person who works a lot, okay? Not really being available, okay? I get that there can be a communication between the two of you, but in order to kind of give this thing a go and make it go and keep going and be consistent, you're going to kind of be the one doing everything. Because this guy here, he's kind of like he's busy, you know. He's just like busy in his physical, in his mind, but you can get a communication with him. You know, he can give you some real good flirtation and sweet words and everything, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beautiful emotional sweet words and everything. But trying to catch him, that's a different story right there. That's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not. You know, being honest with you, there's not much you're going to get from this here.
Okay.
And if you had not ever told me that you guys were in different states, whatever the case may be, not that that's a problem. It doesn't have any bearing because it still reads the thing. The distance, it's that distance. See, the energy from Bruno, it's not as strong where we can link it together, and I could say, oh, you know, you have a good spiritual pull, you could pull them. It's not strong. It's not strong enough. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And, you know, like I said about the communication, you know, you can communicate with the guy, you guys can connect, but the only thing that I don't like about it, you'll be doing most of the work. You understand?
Right.
And that's a lot of emotion and energy to burn for nothing, not to get what it is that your heart desire. You understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
So, right. And so, you know, I just wouldn't advise that. I wouldn't advise that for you because for the kind of person that you are a solid in who you are as a person. You are solid in being a mate. You are when you choose to be committed, you're committed, and you know how to back your mate. And to have great qualities like that, you understand, I just don't want you to burn energy on a man you're going to be doing most of the work for. And then in the end, he's not even going to be appreciating it anyway. He's not even going to be appreciating it. Because if he appreciates it, he's only going to appreciate it for a little while, and that's it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, excuse me. So that's what it says about Bruno. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's showing you about him.
I actually picked up on a lot of spiritual things with other people, too, as well. And I just know that our spirit does connect on certain things that I do think maybe the purpose of me meeting him is to help him in some way to get a closer relationship with the creator. And I connect with a lot of male. I do. And I was just picking up on him because I think he has a desire for someone in his life, you know, whether it be me or someone else. And that may very well be true.
You know, I understand.
Yes, I understand.
I just wanted to read that for you because for the great person that you are with the great qualities, you understand, there's someone out there for you. You will share that spiritual part of you with, and they will be for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Much better. Yeah, because you deserve it. Because you deserve it.
Yeah. Been through a lot, and you know, I'm very spirit-led to who I talk to. So, you know, I don't think anything I do is an accident. And so, you know. When I meet people, there's a purpose. And so it be it. You know, if I have someone, so it be it. It's okay, you know.
Right.
So,
But can I say something to you? Because I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I want to say because I'm looking at you here, and I don't know if you're still in the in the stages of making a decision or what this is exactly, but are you planning to go on a trip or something? Because it shows like you kind of going.
Well,
going
I do
away,
travel
right
often on because I have sons that live everywhere, and I travel to go see them, or I go somewhere. So I mean, I got a trip coming up, but you know, it's family.
Okay, we're going to be disconnected, but I'm gonna be back on at 9:30. I wanted to say that to you, simply because. It did show me that there was a trip coming up for you, and you're going to be meeting a man, and not necessarily on that trip. But the reason why it showed me the trip because that is the timing area of when you're going to be meeting that guy. Because I'm not one; I can't specify time. The way my spirit works with me, they just kind of show me. They just show me things, you know. So there's a trip coming up, and you're going to be taking it, and it's around that time. You're gonna meet that guy. You can call me back so we can finish and get into it for another 30 minutes. You have your guy coming, honey. You have yours. And I want to say it's your time. It's your time. You've been there a lot for people, see. So it's kind of like now your person's coming for you. That's the way that it reads.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been there a lot for people. You've been there, you've done a lot. And it's exactly. That's exactly how you take it.
Right.
Gracia. I like your name too. It's beautiful, okay? You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right.
So you hang in there, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You're welcome. You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.